You much more than that. People don't even do dogs like that. But sin will do you any kind of way. And all you got to do is keep yourself to the right time. You can have all the sex you want. Just remember, you got to go to work sometime. So let me finish, y'all. Let me finish because my time is out. I told you I was going to be timely. So we'll pick up here next week, but let me finish this. He said, for sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Do you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? That's why you don't put anything, do your body any kind of way. You don't put anything in your body and eat any kind of way. You don't treat your body any kind of way in a relationship. You don't expose yourself to all kind of ungodly things. Your body belongs to God, who lives in you and was given to you by God. Your body, see, the Holy Spirit lives in you, and the Holy Spirit was given to you by God. You do not belong to yourself. If you can get that in your heart and renew your mind with it, you are not yourself only. You are accountable. And at the end, someday, you have to stand before the one that called you, that created you. You're going to have to give an account what you've done with your spirit, your soul, your body, and your life. You're going to have to give an account. That's why Paul said, I fought a good fight. It's a fight. I kept the faith. I finished the course. He went through, and he remained true to the word of God. For God bought you with a high price. You think I'm going to buy me a brand new car and just let anybody have it? I won't even do it with a car. Now, what you do you think you may be just a little bit more worth a little bit more than a car? Or a piece of equipment, or a machine, or something? If I won't do that with a piece of equipment or a machine, I tell you, I got two. I ain't let anybody have my two. No. Now, do you think you're worth more than that? God bought you and made you the custodian of your body. That you're to make sure that nobody violates your body. No devil, no man, no woman, no nothing. What is this? Let me hurry up and close. We will pause here for station identification. Tune us in the next time for the second episode. at about 11 o'clock next Sunday. At this time, we'll be on. Make sure you tune us in, because God got some more to say to you. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you glad God loves us? You know, I was reading, at least I read an article by Kenneth Copeland out of the Believer's magazine. And I'm saying this in a giving invitation. in all this. And when we was in Texarkana last summer, there was a guy that preached about this. And I'm going to relate it to you and encourage you to do so. Because, and I was looking through some notes I had, and say this real quick, just show you why it's important. And I couldn't believe when I dated it. And I look at the date, and I said, wow, Lord, it's been that long. I said, I forgot that. He said, yeah, that's why I let you run across it again. Something he told me to do. And it was back in, about shame to tell it, back in 2013. But anyway, where was I? We read an article in Kenneth Copeland magazine. And the article was about how God loves me. If we can get a revelation in our hearts, God loves you. And you need to tell yourself that until it become a revelation inside of you. That's why John wrote his gospel, and he referred to himself, the disciple that Jesus loved. He had a revelation. You got to know he knew how much God loved him. They put him in a pot of oil and boiled him. And they would put people's, he wasn't the only one they put in it, but they would put people in a pot of oil and boil them. And when they took those hooks to pick them up out of that pot, the flesh fell off their bone. They just fell off. You know, you can boil something so long, that flesh just fall off the bone. But when they picked John up, he was all together still living. Come on, somebody. I said, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, he was still all together, still living. No hurt. Take that, devil. So I want you to know God loves you. You said, but God loves you. And you would, it would be, how could I say that? It would be unwise of you, I guess you could say remorse, or silly, or acting unwise, I guess, for you to know that God loves you and you sit there and withdraw from him.